When Chandra Oppenheim's debut album, Transportation, came out in 1980, it was quickly embraced by the tastemakers of the day. She played gigs at CBGB's in New York. She sold out shows in Berkeley, California, before she was in her mid-teens. Now she's helping a group of elementary school kids release an album of original songs with a show and release party at Space Gallery in Portland. Jonathan Woodward has this story.
Try to remember what you were doing when you were 12 years old. If you were Chandra Oppenheim, you were being interviewed by Andy Warhol, appearing on Captain Kangaroo, and fronting a post-punk band in New York City releasing LPs. The year, 1980.
You walk on the subway, it moves around. You hear someone scream, so you go to see what you found.
I grew up in an environment where my voice as a child was had a lot of freedom and was given a lot of respect.
Oppenheim wrote the lyrics and the melodies and was lead singer. The songs were arranged and set by the band, a couple of friends of her father's. He was a conceptual artist of some renown in New York City. They helped her develop and perform fully realized songs.
When it just won't stop, you get real scared 'cause you can't figure it out.
Oppenheim moved on from performance art for a number of years and now lives in Falmouth, Maine, and has returned to songwriting. But this time, in her late 40s, she's doing what her father and his friends did all those years ago. She's helping young kids write and perform songs of their own.
It's basically that I come in and work with students individually and facilitate the songwriting. So it's really their voice, and I'm there to help them get it out there.
It's called the Young Songwriters Project. And with the help of local musicians and engineers, Chandra is producing an album of the kids' songs as well. Completely realized and with the same balance of innocence and earnestness. 11-year-old Jethro is one of the songwriters on the project.
I'm singing a song called World of My Dreams.
In this world of my dreams, I see futuristic things. Cement would be solar-powered, trees would be electric.
It's about how... Like what I would imagine the future to be. Like half future, half imagination, half completely bizarre, crazy stuff.
Marbles would stick to the roof. That would be crazy. That would be weird. Maybe the sun would be blue.
I wish.
The project's co-producer and musical director is Dan Capaldi, a Portland musician. It was his job to bring the musicians together to find a way to play along with the kids' songs while also staying faithful to their composition, in whatever form that might take.
This music was some of the most complex music I had ever been a part. I mean, and I've been in projects that are like, okay, this is like a weird thing, and this music is designed to be weird, but none of this music that we're working on now was ever intended to be weird. It just naturally was that way.
And that's the honesty that Capaldi says makes the songs compelling. Recorded kids' music is often written by adults, aiming to satisfy the tastes of their younger audiences. But real kids, says Oppenheim, can create so many more shades of gray than they're given credit for. And it's not all whiz-bang and silliness.
There are deep, sort of more mature themes than one might think coming from, say, a 10-year-old. For example, looking for the sweet spot, sometimes you fall. Looking for the sweet spot, sometimes falling's best of all. 10-year-old wrote that.
Sometimes you fall, looking for the sweet spot, sometimes falling best of all.
In these songs, there's joy and mystery, simplicity and contradiction. They're a combination of dark and delightful that Capaldi says maybe only kids are capable of.
As you get older, you learn how to communicate and interact with this world, and you learn that there's an etiquette. And if you want certain things, you have to communicate certain things certain ways to a point where, you know, you can have arguments over something that will go around in circles and nothing will be said. Nothing will be said.
Not knowing that etiquette, says Capaldi, is what makes kids' lyric writing so profound. Without that formalized language to describe their feelings, their imaginations take over.
Sometimes it seems like these kids are expressing emotions that they can't even, at this point, describe in words.
So what do children sing about when trying to make sense of the world around them?
Chickens. Loving chickens.
I love chickens. I love to hold them and I collect their
should I give a chicken's head? I play tag with them, but I'm always it. They chase me. Do they tag me? Well, their beak does. I love chicken.
The album World of My Dreams comes out on Rain Boots Records label this month with a special release party and concert at Space Gallery in Portland. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jonathan Woodward.